fashion.
Turn to the left,
fashion.
Turn to the right,
fashion.
Fashion?
It's fashion with Penelope Noir.
Penelope Noir, good morning to you from for our final fashion segment together. Penny says some lovely things to me.
You can do this.
Penny and I've shared many. We've shared many an emotional roller coaster together, haven't we, Penny?
We have indeed.
How are you?
I'm good. How are you doing?
You know, it's times like good things. It's times like this when you really, you know, you look to your wardrobe, don't you, to get you through. Look at me. I'm not wearing any black today.
I like how we've both got ponytails.
That's exactly why I've got one.
I love that you're not wearing.
I love the way that mine's more of a bun and you still call it a ponytail.
You're not wearing any black, but you've got navy on.
Dark navy blue. It's dark navy blue. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
It's bordering quite close, but
still, you know.
Still, yeah.
Conscious decision.
There's some red on your jumper too.
No one could say I'm not courageous with colour.
Anyway,
I've said that before.
Yes.
CWC, courageous with colour.
So good.
Penny.
So today, we actually have touched on this before, but I thought we'd dedicate a whole segment to it, and that is The Face magazine.
Oh, beautiful, The Face magazine.
And the reason I'm doing so is that it has relaunched.
See, this is the thing.
It has already? It's not relaunching, it has done it already.
Well, it started mid-April, online, digital.
It's not the same.
TheFace.com. No, but it is going to be quarterly in print.
Okay, I can do that. Yeah. Good. So that's probably better to my budget.
Yeah, originally it was monthly. So I thought I'd explain to some people who probably may not know what The Face is or was.
Or a magazine even is.
Yep. I was just talking
to
Jim.
What is that? Sorry, magazine.
Magazine. It's like an online thing, but with pages on and you read it. Yeah.
Yeah. Kind of like a book, but more pictures.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Interesting.
But I was talking to Jim from Tuesday 1 to 4 in the kitchen area, and he said it was like the Vogue for poor people.
Did he?
But
I was thinking, what's he going to say? It's going to be cool with poor people? No, it wasn't. It actually cost about as much as the Vogue, just so you know.
Yeah,
Jin. But I suppose he would have sold them, wouldn't he, in the record shops? Yeah, he would know. He knows way around the face.
Yeah,
but it was. I wouldn't say. I'd say it had a. It was the way that Vogue is a
fashion
as a leader,
yeah,
and a tastemaker and an innovator in that respect. You might not think so if you're just hanging out in your shorts and your T-shirt. You might not think that, but it sort of is. But The Face was very much like that for culture and fashion, maybe?
Yeah, so I'm going to maybe probably mispronounce this so someone can correct me by text. Alessandro Michele, the creative director of Gucci, he described it as it was the visual and written essay of that moment in time, the perfect union of everything. And we're talking about a time when it's pre-internet. It launched in May.
Printernet.
Yeah, printernet. It launched in May 1980. Its editor was Nick Logan, who had previously been the editor of the New Musical Express, otherwise known as the NME, and Smash Hits, which was
known as Smash Hits.
Yeah, which is the one that had like bands like Duran Duran and all that kind of
thing.
You
laugh about Duran Duran now, but I play girls on film and you love it. I'll bet you $100.
Duran Duran were my childhood band.
New Moon on Monday, and I'm dancing through the sky.
What about Last Chance on the Stairway?
Let's call it our album, Seven and the Ragged Tiger. What are you talking about? What boys? What boys? What boys?
So,
are you looking it up? Tessie, you're looking at what is a Duran Duran?
No. I know what Duran Duran is.
Duran Duran comes from the movie
up
Barbarella.
The face before,
it's like the name of like the crazy doctor or something. That's where they got the name from.
That's true.
Duran Duran fact. Okay.
That's true. That is
so,
true.
The
is that a boat called Rio?
Oh, that's right, yeah. The Face kind of was like the first kind of culture magazine that was general interest. And if you think of other magazines that are around now, like ID started because of The Face in general
ID's a poor imposter of The Face, if you ask me.
Yeah.
I mean, it's good, ID's good, but it was The Face, for some reason, The Face was just a little bit edgier, I thought.
Yeah, I think so too. I totally agree. Like, I still have, one copy of The Face that I kept. And if I guess for other people that or for people that don't know the New Zealand equivalent would be kind of like Pavement or even No Magazine, but they were still not, you know, like The Face was just the be all and end all.
If you can mix a Pavement with a Planet magazine,
yeah,
and maybe with a Fashion Quarterly,
yeah,
in there as well, But then in London, that's sort of what you had, eh?
Yeah.
With the relaunch, are they reposting old articles from...
They are on the Instagram. If you have a look on the Instagram, there's images from the, you know, from the earlier kind of magazines. It had the original kind of logo was quite iconic. The A was this triangle and all of that kind of thing. The first stylist they had was Ray Petrie, who was behind the Buffalo Girls Buffalo Collective. So if you kind of like think about that, and when that came out in 1980, that was kind of totally underground, and you know, it was the midst of the new romantic period. So it was that kind of fashion side.
Good period.
The first cover had Jerry Damers of the Specials. Other covers had David Bowie, John Lydon, Susie Sue, that sort of thing. John Savage, the author, he came from The Face. But I guess kind of like the most iconic era is probably the 1990s.
Yeah, early 90s, eh?
Yeah, they got a new art director called Robin Derrick, who worked with new photographers such as Jürgen Teller and Corinne Day, who, of course, was famous for photographing Kate Moss. And Kate Moss became the face of The Face in July 1990 when she was 16 years old.
Wow.
I think a lot of people may know the image of her wearing an Indian headdress, and she's got freckles and...
Never really been hot on Kate Moss, to be honest. I definitely had supermodel posters all over my wall, but not Kate Moss.
I think because she was so different from what the norm of other models were.
Put the cigarette
at the time.
Down, I always thought to myself.
Yeah. It
wasn't attractive to me.
Well, and she was not, you know, she was only 5'7", which is not the norm for a model at that time. You know, models were always taller because of the catwalk.
A video of her doing coke in the recording studio of Pete Doherty.
Yeah.
Like that. Well, do you think that's her? You know, that is actually her, quite easily, you know, identifiable.
Yeah. I've always, like, for years, I don't know, never kind of like, you always see her as an image on print or, you know, a fashion film or something like that, but you never hear her talk. And when I heard her talk, I was like, she doesn't sound like how I thought she'd sound. There's even a book that was written about The Face, which is called The Story of The Face, the magazine that changed culture.
So, I mean, here's the thing with the relaunch. They've relaunched, obviously, public opinion or public pressure is sort of, everyone said, come on, that was really good, start up again. Yeah. Well, I mean, unless they've got some real badass.
Who's running it now?
Yeah,
is
the thing. It's not the same person. I'm sure that they probably have
a connection
in the sense that, like, but technically what they've done is, you know, they've bought the title. I think it's something Trident Media or something. But it was sold originally in 1999 to another company, and then the circulation went down, so it closed in 2004.
And it is that thing. Because that was sort of a weird era where, like, magazines maybe were slowing down, but the internet wasn't really, like, you weren't reading stuff online as much as you would be now. So you were in this in-between of, like,
well, there was a bit of an in-between, upside down sort of time then.
How do you deliver your content when people aren't wanting to buy it?
I really loved being around when the magazino, you know, the years where there was just the only place you could get anything decent was when it was flowing in that week, you know, sort of thing. I loved them. I really went through a heavy magazine phase.
I went through a very, very...
Someone says I've kissed Kate Moss.
Oh, wow.
On the text there. I'm trying to remember the name.
Do you believe that? I don't know. Is that true?
Pardon? I bet it is true. Yep.
I
bet it is true.
Or somebody called Kate Moss.
I'm trying to remember. Well, okay, I'm with you. Or some moss that you've...
That's a pretty brave claim.
Named Kate.
So all the content coming out now is new. Completely new.
I've got this issue too. The guy said my first face mag in the 90s had a dude making art by doing paint enemas. I've got that issue too somewhere.
I would think that they would actually have older articles on there as well.
Yeah.
Because, you know, it is that time and place and kind of, I don't know, revisiting the culture thing. But, you know, I think it's hard for people to, if you've never not known the internet, to understand how important this magazine was for, if you were kind of, you know, it's like finding BFM when you're a kid. Thing of it was giving you the wider world culture, and London seemed like this magical place you know?
Kind of did. It seemed like it had everything that I wanted, but I never wanted to go there myself. I want everything you've got to offer, but I just don't want to go there.
Yeah.
You know, it's, you guys a little bit miserable at times as well.
Yeah, because you know, it didn't have nice weather.
I quite like this. I don't know if it's a trend, but of issuing magazines quarterly.
Yeah.
Because it's also a little bit more... Oh, now that I've got this, I've got it a couple of months before, the new one that's...
Yeah, I think you get a more considered magazine that way. You know?
And it's actually really risky, I think, to be launching something in print when it's been kind of, you know, for so long it seems that there's been such a demise in print. So it's, you know...
That's why my good friend Tim Finn, who started Remix magazine, so many years ago, I've got a lot of time for Tim because he's a good friend of mine, and but he's also done something which not a lot of other magazines in the world have been able to do, which is start up from literally a photocopy handout, was what Remix was originally, and now he's got a full glossy super grunty magazine that's still in print, has never not been in print.
Yeah,
you know, for 20 something years now,
and it always looks really good.
Yeah, and I mean it's changed a lot, and I guess what it's about and stuff, but he's got more readers the whole time, so I really appreciate it. I think he's been really very talented.
Yeah,
Tim. Yeah, Tim.
So I would check out the Instagram, which is, I don't think, just search The Face. I can't remember exactly what it is. But the website is theface.com.
Well, I tell you what, if it doesn't work, if it is a bad impersonation of the old face, it'll get slammed.
Yeah.
I can imagine the people will be bitter.
Yeah.
All right. Hang on. Well, thank you, Penny. Thank you. I've really enjoyed talking fashion with you and just seeing you every single week. And I'll see you again soon.
I'll give you a hug.
Come and give me a hug. A fashionable hug. And I'll play Buffalo Girls by Malcolm McLaren, since you mentioned that earlier on. How about that?
Yay.
It's a scratchy old version, this one, isn't it?
Outside, round the outside. the outside, round the outside. Three buffalo boys go around the outside. Four buffalo boys go around the outside, round the outside, round the outside. Four buffalo boys go around the outside and do-si-do your partners.
Woo! Tune. That's Malcolm McLaren, Buffalo Girls, of the album Duck Rock. And firstly,
that was Fashion with Penelope Noir.
We are the Goon Squad and we're coming to town. Beep beep
beep beep.